First of all, we had anecdotal evidence from Tasmania Police that when we did the Dobbin a Dealer campaign in Burnie, there was definitely a lift in inquiries and numbers and also some pretty positive results out of it at the other end as well. So have we had much feedback from Devonport yet?
Look, we're really pleased with the level of response from the community. Since the launch in Devonport, we've seen an increase of just under 160% actually in the number of reports that have come through. So for the district, so incredibly pleased with that.
I guess it's too early to tell whether that's led to any inquiries with police and even convictions at this stage, but no doubt so if we get a small percentage of that, it's a win-win, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. So all that information that's been reported anonymously has been fed through, obviously, to Tas Police to follow up, and hopefully, as you say, we can see some outcomes in terms of, arrests. And taking, the drug ice off our streets.
Historically, what suggestion would be that we will see an increase because it happened in Burnie, in Launceston as well, and Devonport, too soon to tell, and Hobart's yet to be rolled out, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about today as well was the new campaign you've started today, which is called Operation Rome, Fugitive Hunt. Now, this is a nationwide appeal because criminals don't always stay in the one state, do they?
That's exactly right. So today, Crime Stoppers Australia launched Operation Rome, as you say, called Fugitive Hunt. And look, it's a dedicated campaign aimed at 19 persons of interest in front of the public. And obviously, we don't have any necessarily most wanted in Tasmania, but these people cross boundaries. They set up normal lives across our whole country. So we're keen for Tasmanians to have a look at those faces that are listed on fugitivehunt.com.au, and if they see anything that looks familiar, to report that through to Crime Stoppers.
Some of them, when they get to this stage of their career in crime, that's almost like witness protection. They sort of want to stay below the radar and, as you say, set up a different life somewhere. So people may very well be living next door to one of these people and not even know it.
Absolutely. They might serve you in the local coffee shop, or, you might see them down at the pub. And obviously people are on the run that are, trying to live different lives. But many of them have committed really serious crimes, in our community. So we're keen to put those faces up and people will have a look at those, and if there's anyone familiar to report it through.
And just because they may have, quietened down to what they were and they're trying to, be law-abiding citizens and staying below the radar, they still need to do the time for the crime they've done in the past, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think what we're keen to see is obviously the public's help is really crucial here, because police, can't be everywhere and can't do it alone. So, just a tiny piece of information could often be the missing piece in the puzzle. And certainly in previous years where we run Operation Rome, we've seen some incredible results. For example, in the 2014 campaign last year, we had two most wanted arrested just 4 days after the campaign began. So the public...
And that was directly linked to someone contacting Crime Stoppers?
Absolutely.
In
2011, for example, we had three nabbed in less than 24 hours, and they were very much from tip-off to police. That happened via Crime Stoppers.
Now, obviously, with people that have, trying to evade capture and all that sort of stuff, you need to know what they look like. So you've got a place where people can go and have a look at these 19 persons of interest?
Absolutely. So we urge people to visit fugitivehunt.com.au. And on that site is the pictures of each of the 19 most wanted and a detailed description. And if people see from those images something that they may know of, then we'd encourage people to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Does it list what their crimes are? Because people probably need to know if someone's dangerous, not best to approach them.
Yeah, look, it's got enough information there, I think, to give people a sense of, where they've been and what they've been doing and why they're needed to be captured. I think the key thing, the other message we'd really like to leave, is that obviously many of them are dangerous, so we'd certainly not want members of the community to approach them in any way if they were to see them, but rather just pass that information on.
And the great thing about Crime Stoppers, as we've been saying for years now, is that it's absolutely anonymous. You don't work for Tasmania Police, you just pass on the information, you're a neutral body in between, and details are kept unless unless someone says to you, well, I don't mind knowing about it, but I think in this situation you're probably better off to be anonymous, aren't you?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Crime Stoppers is an independent, not-for-profit organisation. We're really here to keep our community safe, but we're here to look at, you being able to provide anonymous information through to us that can help solve crime.
And Amanda, with this particular campaign, there's also a reward being offered.
That's right. So there is a financial incentive in the form of a reward of up to $1,000 on offer for information that leads to the arrest of any of the wanted persons.
Okay, so if you want to have a look at it, just go to the website fugitivehunt.com.au. If you think you know something, as the Crime Stoppers slogan often says, if you know something, say something. So give them a call on 1-800-333-000. Do it anonymously, and who knows, you might even get a bit of cash in your back pocket for the effort. Amanda, thanks for your time this afternoon. As always, keep up the great work, and hopefully we get a couple of results from this one again.
Appreciate your support. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Amanda Castro, who's part of the board of Crime Stoppers Tasmania, she's actually on the national board as well. That's why she can put a finger on those national stats, which is pretty good. And the program was launched this morning. And as she mentioned there, I think in 2011, within 24 hours, there was three fugitives captured. And in 2014, there was within 24 to 48 hours, there was another couple captured as well. So let's hope that this one gets a result. Again, the website is fugitivehunt.com.au.